All right, I'm glad to be here this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God's been moving. He's been shaking us up a little bit, right? We already heard a great lesson. I appreciate that lesson this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I've prayed and seek God's word. I tried my best to fast as much as possible. Lord knows I need to a little bit more. And I don't know if I was out of tune or God just likes to play jokes a little bit, because I've had three different messages. And when you go somewhere and preach, even at your church, you pray, God, what do they need to hear? What do we need to hear? And when God gives you something, that's what you preach.
Yes, right.
Amen. So this is what I got, and I'm going to try to do my best this morning. And my title is Apostolic Do. It's time to do the do. Amen. And I'm not going to open up with the scripture, so you can sit down and relax briefly. You know, as you can see, I'm a lot younger than my older brother. He's a lot more experienced. And so I'm going to need a little bit more help than what you give him, maybe. So if I say something even close to being good, clap your hands, stomp your feet, roll on the ground, whatever you got to do to help me out. Because your praise and worship will drown out the inexperience in my life. Amen. But we're going to talk about some apostolic do this morning. When I walked in the door, I seen on the door it says Apostolic Ministries. Amen. And then when the lady got up, I'm sorry, she got up here, the first thing she said, this is an apostolic church.
Amen.
Amen. Aren't you proud to be apostolic this morning? Hallelujah. Give God a clap of hands. Amen. Amen. So Mountain Dew is I don't like Mountain Dew. I don't drink Mountain Dew. My wife, it is her favorite drink. Last week we watched a documentary on food and health, and we went vegan for 5 days. And then we went on vacation. I said, Tristan's like, you're not even supposed to eat meat. And I said, we're on vacation, you know. It's like when you go on vacation, you know, things are different, but not really. But I use that excuse. But we're going to talk about Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew formula was invented in 1940s. It was a Tennessee, where I'm from. Amen. And it first was marketed in Marion, Virginia, Knoxville, Tennessee, and Johnson City, Tennessee. So that's right there where I'm at. And who's ever heard of Do the Do? This was a phrase that they came out about 20 years ago, and they ran it all over the place. They put it on everything. And what it represents, the marketer that came up with that, is it just represents, be about what you say. And we all know that talk is cheap, so we're going to try to experience, like the brother talked about this morning, because when you experience apostolic, it's different than just talking about apostolic. Amen. It's one thing to say that I go to an apostolic church, but when you identify as apostolic, amen, then the power of God can move in you. Amen.
Amen.
The greatest question as apostolics that we can be asked is, why do we do the things that we do? Amen. And the church, and God has given me a word for this church, and in the end you're going to hear the word, and I hope that it touches and moves. But we as a church, an apostolic church, need to stand from the mountaintop and say, I am apostolic because I experienced the love of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
The greatest question we can ever be asked is not this or that. It is, why do you do the things that you do? Because it opens up the door to reach out to that person. Amen. Too many times people would come to me and we would be talking about hunting or fishing or playing golf or something, and the door was open. God kicked the door wide open for me to invite them, because that's how He works. He opens the door through other avenues, but too many times I've just let it go away, or maybe I wasn't thinking about it.
Right.
So we have to be apostolic every day, not just on Sundays, right? Amen. We may put the tie on Sundays, but we're apostolic on Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. Amen. All God needs is somebody that's not afraid to be apostolic without apology. Amen. Somebody who's not ashamed of His word. Somebody who's not scared to be apostolic when nobody else is being apostolic. Amen. It's time for the apostolic dew to fall in this place. Amen. When I woke up this morning, the ground was wet. My car was wet. right? That dew has fallen. When that dew falls, it creates roots that grow. Amen? That apostolic dew does not fall here and there. Amen? When the dew falls in the morning, it just don't hit this area and that area, but it consumes the ground. It consumes everything. Amen? We can't let this world dictate where the apostolic dew falls in our lives. Amen? Hallelujah. Is anybody with me this morning? We can't allow this world to dictate where the apostolic dew falls in our life. Amen. We need to let the apostolic dew consume our life. It needs to be all over us. It needs to be on the inside of us. It needs to be on the outside of us. It needs to consume our life. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 16. You can read. I didn't give it to the brother, so you can just trust me or read it later. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Yes. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be as my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Amen. It is time for some real apostolics to start doing the do. Amen. It is time to be apostolic in our dance. It is time to be apostolic in our praise, in our worship. Amen. Hallelujah. In our clapping of the hands. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, move. I don't leap for joy because I'm some weak Christian. I jump and praise and worship and clap my hands because I am apostolic. Amen. We go to apostolic church. We don't go to some church down the road that is dead and drowning in sin because they can't separate themselves from the will of God and the will of the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time to start being apostolic in our fasting and our reading of the Word. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm baptized in Jesus' name because I'm apostolic. Yes, I come to church because I'm apostolic. Hallelujah. When that apostolic dew consumes your life, things start to change. You don't want to be like this world anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, come out from among them. He didn't put us here to blend in, but to stand out. Amen. Hallelujah. Is there any apostolics in the house today who's ready to do the do? Yes. Amen. Are you ready to activate your faith? Amen. What is faith? If we just talk about faith, what does it really mean? Nothing. Amen. The Bible says we have to put faith with action. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Here's something I heard and I thought it was good. So you might want to write it down. It might not be good, but I thought it was good because it's true. Anything true is good. Whether we like it or not, a lot of times, you know, we want a preacher to get up and make us feel good inside, you know, down in my soul, I'm making it to heaven, but in my mind and in my flesh, what am I doing, really? And God doesn't call men and women to preach God's Word to tell you what you need to hear, or what you want to hear, rather. When somebody's telling you what you need to hear, whether it's good or bad, if it's in the Word of God and it's of God, then it's good. Okay. Amen. Sounds better anyway, don't it? Amen. So I thought this was great. Unpracticed truth is no better than false doctrine. Amen. Amen. That's right. We have the truth of the living Word inside of us today, but if we don't practice it, then what good is it? Amen. Amen. You might as well go down to the Catholic Church down the road if you don't want to be apostolic, because we are apostolic without apology. We don't care who's looking, who's saying what they want to say. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time to practice the truth. How do you practice the truth? Amen. It comes through fasting and reading of the Word. Amen. I dress this way because I'm apostolic. Amen. I live and dance and shout and praise and worship because I am apostolic. It is my being. It is who I am. It is something that is a part of me. Amen. Because the one before me laid down his life to show his love for me. Amen. God manifested himself in the flesh because he knew there was going to have to be a sacrifice. And I can't do it and you can't do it, but he could do it. And all we can do is worship and praise him. He desires our worship and our praise. Amen. Amen. It's time to practice the truth. What good is knowing the truth if you don't practice the truth? Amen. It's time for Crossroads to start doing the do. Amen. Talk is cheap, and it's time to start doing what you have been talking about doing for years. Amen. And what I say with 100% respect. I mean no offense, but I do say what the Lord has given me. Amen. And if I do something wrong, just you can, after I'm done, you can tell me. Amen. It's time to do to do. Can we all, can we just say that? I think that'd be cool. That is, let's just say do to do. It's time to do to do. Let's say that.
Do to
do. Not do do, but do to do. Amen. I'm going to read a scripture, Hosea 14:5. I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. Amen. You see, when the dew falls, it creates roots. It creates growth. It creates nurture. It nurtures the ground is what happens. Amen. Have you ever come to, I don't know this land as much as I do back, but I see a lot of fields out there. I see a lot of crops. If there's no rain, if there's no water, if there's nothing to nurture the seeds that's in the ground, and guess what? It's probably going to be too dry. Nothing's going to really happen. And I would imagine in this area, that would be a major problem. Amen. If you don't allow God to take root in your life and grow in the church, then you're going to become a dry, dead Christian. Basically, you just come to church to see it. Amen. We are made to worship God. We are made to let the apostolic dew pour out of our spirit. Amen. But because we are so dry and because it's been so long, we don't have nothing else to give. Amen. I don't want to be just a taste here and there. The Bible says taste and see. Amen. We got to have more than taste, but we got to be consumed with the power of the Holy Ghost and let this apostolic doctrine consume our life. Amen. So this is upside down. I apologize, but somebody already opened up and took a couple. I guess somebody was ready for some apostolic dew already. But I'm going to open this up. Oh, it sounds good. Let's see what it is. Can y'all see that right there? Kind of, maybe, a little bit. Okay. Too many times we come to church and we open up the apostolic dew and we get a drink and it refreshes us. It makes us feel good. We feel a little bit of Holy Ghost chills and we clap our hands 50 times and we raise our hands 4 times. Amen. And we open that up and we feel God just a little bit and we get a drink. Amen. Amen. But God has not called it. You don't want to share it with nobody else. You don't want to give nobody else a drink. You don't want that apostolic dew to flow over to your neighbor. You just want to consume it for yourself because you don't have enough to share. Amen. God is saying, I got an abundance of rain ready to pour out, but you're too busy with a drink on Sunday. And you open it up. Ooh, I feel refreshed for about 15 minutes. Amen. You can leave this place and you feel good until Monday, until something bad happens. Amen. Because you have allowed this to be your walk with God. You're not consumed with the power of the Holy Ghost. You just like a taste here and there. When something's going wrong, who do you call? Okay, I'm getting in a wreck. We usually scream Jesus out of reaction. But when you only call on His name whenever you're in trouble, then guess what? You're a lazy Christian. Amen. His name should be on your lips every morning, every evening. Amen. At work, at church. Amen. We don't come to church just to praise God. This 4 walls is where we come together and we give God thanks and praise and worship Him. But when we leave this place, amen, that's our battleground. God has said, I gave you the tools. I gave you the ammo. Go use it. Amen. It's time to start using what God has given us. But too many times we allow this world to dictate where the apostolic dew will fall. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Right. I don't want to be consumed. I don't want to have to change any lifestyles, you know. I just want to come to church, feel good about myself, take a drink, and go on. Yes. Amen. Because, you know, I feel the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Yeah, I do. So can the people down the street.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Right on.
Amen. This is important. Do not love this world or the things of this world. Amen.
1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Amen. Is he in you this morning? For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. Your happiness in this world is but a vapor. It's here today and gone tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. I got people that I love very dearly that's grew up in church, that's left the church because their happiness has changed, because their lifestyle has changed, right? What they're seeing and what they're doing has changed from what they used to do. Amen. We can't be a church to say, oh, you know, we get old, right? We used to be good at basketball. We say that now. We used to be good at running track. We used to be, because our body is flesh. We are human. And we get old and we get fat, some of us. I know I am, you know. And things we used to be good at. Amen. The church is in, and I'm not talking about this church, but the apostolic movement is in great danger of being something of the past. Something we used to be good at. We used to praise our way to victory. Amen. We used to shout the house down. We used to, you ever see a church service where the ladies have spun their hair, they got it all up and they dance and shout, and then bobby pins are laying on the floor and you don't even know what's going on, and men's shirts are untucked and the tie's a little crooked, because that's something we used to do. We used to practice the truth. Amen. Because back then we used to live the truth and not just preach the truth. Amen. If I can... Anybody can preach. They can get up here and be real good at speaking and talking. I'm not good at talking. Amen. I'm not good at speaking. I can barely read. I can barely write. And I can barely talk. But you know what? If you become a willing vessel, amen, God will pour into you. Amen. Too many times, see, when everything's going good, it's easy to come to church. It's easy to talk good. But what happens when something bad happens in your life? Amen. How are you going to react? Amen. Did you know Moses, the Bible talks about he was slow to speak. But did you ever realize and know that when he was a prince of Egypt, he didn't have that problem. He can talk normal, fine, perfect, no big deal. Everything's good, everything's perfect. I'm not worried about nothing. But whenever he got kicked out and whenever they said, you got to go, and he went out, that's when that started to happen. But you know, did it stop him? No. Amen. He went to the mountain and he saw God. Amen. And God said, go and do as I tell you to do. And he went before Pharaoh and things started to happen. He was slow at speaking and he was stumble and mumble around his words. But guess what? He was the vehicle used, amen, to set the people free. Amen. You go through things sometimes and it looks bad. You may not be good at much, but you're good at something. Amen. God has called all of us to be witnesses unto this world. Amen. And you look around right now. A lot of empty seats. That's not a bad thing. Yeah, we want to be full. But that should motivate you to fill that seat. Amen. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, move. Hallelujah. When I walked in, I don't know how the structure of this building, but I walked in and I started praying and the apostolic dew started falling and I started listening to the word, and I don't know how this works and I don't know if that wall is bearing wall, but the Lord, I feel like, impressed on me that one, they're going to have to knock down this wall. How can we do it? Guess what? We don't have to know how to do it, but God can do it. Amen. I bet this, what can this place hold? 200? Maybe more? I bet you we can get more in here. Guess what? It can happen if you start activating the faith that inside of you. If you let the apostolic do minister to yourself. Amen. You can come to church and you can have the can of apostolic do and you can take drinks here and there and you can feel good about yourself. And you can feel the Holy Ghost moving a little bit. But are you really consumed with the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost? Are you letting the apostolic do the work in your life like God has called it to do? Amen. It may make you feel good for a period of time, but it will pass away. Amen. Hey, there's good, bad stuff out there. There's stuff that tastes good and feels good and smells good and looks good. Yeah, it really does. for a period of time. And when it's all faded away and when it's all gone and the lust of the spirit and the lust of all this stuff fades away, you're left there. Yes. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. We need to hate this world so much that we don't want to look like the world. We don't want to act like the world. We don't want to dress like the world. We don't want to think like the world. We don't want to participate in the things of the world. Amen. God has not put us here to simply blend in, but He has put us here to stand out and renew our faith in Him and bless this world. Amen. Amen. Let me be real clear. It's not a sin to have friends out in this world. The Bible says God ate with sinners. God Himself, okay, I'm going to eat. I'm not going to go to the nice people. They look too dressy and nicey. I'm going to go to the people that's filthy and nasty and damaged and confused. And I'm going to eat with them. And I'm going to share my love with them. And guess what? God changes people. Amen? Your church needs it. Amen. If you go to a church where everybody looks holy and everybody looks perfect and everybody's got the tie on and everybody dressed apostolic, guess what? It's a dead church. But when you go to a church and some people look apostolic, some people don't. Some people look like they're just coming into church and learning. Amen. That's a church that's growing. Amen. That's a church that's moving. That's a church that's allowing the apostolic dew to fall. Amen. Your victory is behind your praise. There needs to be a spirit breakout of victory in this place. You cannot get your victory just by thinking, I'm going to get my victory today. But you have to put in some motion. Amen? Yes. And this is about the 16th chapter of Acts. And Paul and Silas, we've all heard messages about Paul and Silas a million times. And we know what happened. But you know what? Let's go into it a little bit. Just to paint a little picture. They're thrown in prison, and it's not three meals a day. You know, you go to the yard, and you can play basketball, and everything's good. You got your buddies in there. No. They're chained to a wall, sitting there, and the floor's probably nasty dirt, and it's got vomit and all this mess that you could imagine in there. I'm sure it don't smell very good. They don't have the air fresheners in there, you know. And it's a nasty place. Have you ever been in a situation that's just nasty spiritually, that just stinks spiritually, and you don't know what to do? The Bible says your victory is behind your praise. The Bible says they started singing and praising unto God. And when that happened, their chains were loose. Everybody's chains were loose. Amen. They were all set free. Amen. If you will get a little shout in your step, if you will start praising and worshiping a little bit, not only will it set you free, but it will set your neighbor free. It will set your brother and your sister free. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you have allowed God to move. You have allowed the apostolic dew to flow. Amen. Is this okay? I know it's not what you're used to. Amen. And I don't know what time y'all usually get out. I'm not, I have a bad habit, I do the hyphen, which, as you can see, I got four of them here now, because one of them she's about to graduate, she will be a hyphen. And then one of them's getting there. Actually, I only got two hyphen here. And if all of our hyphen are in class, we got about, what do you think, Laura, about 10? Amen. Lukewarm. Oh, I got something to do. I can't go up there for that. It's just a little church thing. Oh, yeah. Because our priorities maybe not line up with God's priorities, because maybe that week they settled for a drink. When's God saying, I will pour out unto you an apostolic Holy Ghost filled anointing if you would just consume your life instead of settling for a drink? Amen. It's not just your church. It's everywhere. We've allowed this to happen in our churches. We've allowed us to take a step back. God's saying, please go forward. And we take one step back, and then things look a little scary, and we take three steps. Amen. That's how one step. We're trying to balance out world, and we're trying to balance out truth. That's where that lukewarm Christian comes in that makes God sick, because we want to live this way, heaven or hell. I'm gonna walk right here. It, you know, I got a dress on. It may be, you know, a little risque, but it's a skirt. I may have my tights on. You know, we got a big movement, and I'll talk to my kids right here. You know, they think if they got tights underneath their dress, it can come up to here. That's not holiness. Now, let me be real clear. I firmly believe that holiness starts on the inside of your spirit and soul. Because anybody can put on a tie and a long dress, and that don't make them holy a bit. Amen. Anybody can put on a costume. If I had a ghost costume on, you'd call me, I'd look like a ghost. Anybody can dress up. This thing is not meant for you to dress up. But we have to be holy on the inside. Fix your heart. Fix your mind. And it will reflect the way you look on the outside.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Stop trying to live on the edge. Stop trying to please this. Let me be real clear. You can't be apostolic and look like the world. Amen. You can't be apostolic and try to think and love the world. Amen. Now, we love the people in it.
Right.
We love the people, but the sin that they do, we should hate.
Yes.
Amen. We should hate sin so much that we don't want to even look at it, think of it, be a part of it. Amen. We pray about it. Amen. But we need to hate it.
Right.
Amen. But we have become professional. You know, I've seen this guy one time, and he was crazy, this guy was, and he was like way up in the sky, and there was this little line, and he had a little thing in his hand to balance himself, and there's nothing underneath him, no water, no nothing. This was live. He had nothing on his back to catch him, no parachute, nothing, and he had this balancing thing, and he was walking on the edge. If one slip up, and he's never heard of again, he's gone. Too many times we think that we can balance truth in the world. But in all honesty, all it takes is one slip up. Amen. Our lives is life sentences. You're going to spend eternity either in heaven or hell. You need to make a decision today whether that's going to be heaven or hell, because they're both real places. Amen. They're both destinations that we're going to go to. Amen. I got a demonstration. Can you help me, Derek? Amen. Just try to track me a little. I'll not move too much.
Okay.
We need to stop settling for the drink.
Right.
But if you will get your apostolic due, and you'll start to shake that thing up, and you'll dance your way to your victory,
yes,
things will start to happen. You start knocking some doors, and you start outreaching, and miracles, signs, and wonders will take place because you're moving. You're not staying in the stagnant water. You're creating victory, and you're moving closer to God, and you're believing great things are going to happen, and you're knocking on doors, and you're inviting people, and you're dancing before the Lord. Amen. You keep shaking it up. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. And things will, there'll be a great explosion in your life, a great, amen, things will start to happen, things will start to move, amen.
Yes,
let's get one more. I think we can do a little better now. Let's shake.
Come on.
Amen. You can shake it. I'm going to squeeze this one a little bit. Woo! I got a little bit on the TV I had to wipe off on the monitor. Amen. But a demonstration,
yes,
amen,
right,
it's simple as this. You can settle for your drink on Sunday, but it ain't going to get you nowhere. Amen. You might get back here next Sunday, but if something happens in your life, you're not going to have the power and authority and the Holy Ghost enough to overcome that situation. But if you will start shaking up the power, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, amen, and you will let the apostolic dew move in your life, amen, and you will start to move and dance and clap and worship God, amen. Hallelujah. If we can just shake it up a little bit, a great eruption will happen at Crossroads Apostolic Ministries that this very city will need. Let me tell you what. If you grow, guess what? People listen. People start to see. And guess what? These other places, these other churches, these other people, if they ain't heard about you, they will. Amen. Keep on shaking it up. Keep on doing things for God. Keep on moving forward. It don't matter if you get there last or first, as long as you get there.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. It's time for the apostolic dew to fall. Amen. It's not time just to be a lukewarm, I'm going to say it. We don't have time for wussy Christians anymore. Amen. You want to be tough? You know, men like to be tough, you know, but being tough in the Lord does not always reflect muscles on your outside, amen. Being tough in the Lord is being at the altar when nobody else is being at the altar. Being strong in the Lord is praying when nobody else is praying. Running the aisles. Let me tell you something. You can get two people running these aisles at once. That's how you know it's an apostolic church. You go to a church and they all barely got room for one person to walk down. Yeah, they ain't worshiping. Amen. There's a story in the Bible. And it's a possessed man. God comes onto the scene. And he's naked. And he's crazy. And the Bible says there's legions of angels in him. Which means at least a couple thousand of demons. Not angels, sorry. And he comes before God. And the Bible says he starts worshiping. Amen. He's got demons inside him worshiping God, and the church filled with the Holy Ghost sits there, and you ain't got no demons in you. Amen. But you have allowed this world to dictate the apostolic do in your life, and you settle for a drink when you can have an explosion. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is what I'm going to close with. And if I've ever heard something from the Lord, it is this. And this is for your church. This is my whole message in 5 seconds. Maybe a little bit longer now, I don't know. It just depends on how good it is. But I'm going to ask your pastor to read a scripture. It's Luke 5, 1 through 7. Go ahead.
It came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood at a lake Genesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship.
Yep.
Now when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a catch.
Hang on right there. So read number 4 again.
Now when he left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch.
Amen. Stay right there. Key word is let down your nets for a catch or for a drought.
That's right.
Amen. So read, go ahead with 5, 6, and 7.
And Simon answered, said to him, Master, we have fished or towed all night and have taken nothing.
Yep.
Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.
Amen. You can stop right there. And I mean no disrespect. But God has told me that if you notice in the scripture, God says, I know you fished all night, but I'm asking you to go fish one more time and let down the nets. Now, Simon obeyed him.
Yes.
But he says, at your word, I'll let down the net.
Uh-huh.
Amen. We have settled for the net mentality, and God's saying, cast the nets out.
Right.
Amen. This church is meant for more than just casting the net out.
Right.
You know, I just want a net thrown because I don't want to do too much. I'm going to be respectful of God because I love him and he died for me. But God didn't say cast out the net. He didn't say knock on 100 doors. He's saying cast out the nets. Amen. Right. God has so much more for this church, but we have become a church that settles for the net instead of sailing for the nets. Now, let me be real clear. Whenever they threw out the net, they caught so many fish that they had to tell their brothers to come over, and it filled the ships where they began to sink.
Right.
But what would happen if they threw out the nets, as God said? He didn't say throw out the net and see what happened. He said throw out the nets.
Right.
Amen. If they would have threw out the nets, they would have filled that boat, that boat, that boat, that boat.
Right.
That they wouldn't be enough ships in the water because God would have caught every fish in that whole place.
Right.
Amen. Stop sailing for just a net. Amen. Stop sailing for just a taste of the Holy Ghost. Stop sailing for just one time experience done. You know, I've came to the altar, I lifted my hands and I prayed and I've experienced the Holy Ghost. Guess what? When you receive that, that's God living inside of you. And now he's saying, now that you have the nets, go cast them out.
Yes.
Amen. Stop sailing for just a little bit. And God said to my spirit, he said, this is a great church, but if they would stop settling for the net.
Right.
Amen. And start using the nets. Amen. They'll have to tear down that wall. Or if they can't tear down the wall, if that's a bearing wall, whatever, guess what? There's a. When I pulled in, listen, I've been here before. Y'all got a football field out here.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we don't have the money, brother. But do you have the faith? Amen. I've heard this witness, and God has put it in people's... Amen. The Bible talks about visions and signs and wonders, and God speaks to people that's in the church, that's living in the church. He says, if you start living right, and you let the apostolic dew flow, there's I see balconies up in your church.
Uh-huh.
I used to go to this church. I see great. I see balconies up in your church. Oh, that sounds good, brother, but we just can't afford it.
Uh-huh.
We just don't have the money. But what steps did you do to activate that faith and see what God can do?
Amen.
If God says if you will do it, he'll give you the funds. He'll give you the money. He'll give you the direction. Amen. And one day, this church is not going to be able to consume the people. It's not going to be able to house the people because you have allowed the Holy Ghost apostolic dew to overflow in your life. Instead of settling just for the net mentality, you have adopted the nets mentality. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all got enough land right here to build a massive church. Amen. The only problem is going to be is your church is going to have to be so big, you might not have enough parking. So I seen some houses over here.
Uh-huh.
Guess what? You think you can't buy those houses? Yeah, God can.
Yeah.
Amen. When your church is full, there's nothing that can stop a church with the apostolic dew as full of God.
Yeah.
Amen. The sister's going to start playing. I begged you this morning, and I know this wasn't some throwdown snotting out the nose and mouth message. Amen. But I delivered it. I said what God had to say. Amen. Now it's your choice. Do you want to keep settling for the little taste, just the little drink? Or do you want to be consumed? Do you want to feel God every day, not just on Sundays if pastor says something good? If the sister sings real good, if she sings my favorite song, I'll do a little jig. Amen. If you can't dance and shout with every song, then you're lukewarm and you're not where you need to be. Amen. If we can all stand and give God some praise and worship.